This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The government flagship financial inclusion scheme, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, today completed 10 years. More than 53 crore beneficiaries have been banked under the scheme so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all beneficiaries and thanked those who made the scheme a success. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, Jan Dhan Yojana has been paramount in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people, especially women, youth and the marginalised communities. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the scheme integrates the poor into the economic mainstream and plays a crucial role in the development of marginalised communities. She said Jan Dhan Mobile Aadhaar Trinity enabled swift, seamless and transparent transfer of benefits of welfare schemes to eligible beneficiaries and promoted digital payments. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Foreign Affairs Minister of the Chile, Alberto Van Claveren, will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Apart from this, Mr. Claveren will also participate in the Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile has arrived in New Delhi yesterday. Chile is a key partner of India in the Latin American region. The forthcoming visit of Minister Claveren will provide both sides an opportunity to review the progress in bilateral relations and explore new avenues for cooperation, further strengthening bilateral ties. The UN General Assembly unanimously has voted to postpone the Security Council reform discussions to the next session. India's Deputy Permanent Representative, Yojana Patel, criticised the decision and warned that the intergovernmental negotiations process risks losing its legitimacy if it continues without progress. The National Task Force, or NTF, constituted by the Supreme Court, will hold a meeting with State Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police today to discuss short-term measures for the security of medical professionals. The meeting will be co-chaired by Union Home Secretary and Union Health Secretary via video conferencing. Yesterday, the first meeting of the task force set up to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals was held in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary. Supreme Court had directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. The BJP's 12-hour Bandh call in West Bengal has evoked varied responses across the state. In Kolkata, traffic is lighter, shops, schools and colleges are open. Train services were disrupted in Hooghly due to protests and road traffic was impacted in Nandigram and Alipurduar. In Malda, clashes occurred between TMC and the BJP workers over road blockages. The Bandh call has been given to protest alleged police brutality during the recent Navarna Abhiyan protest. The protesters were demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and arrest of those involved in the rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of assembly election is taking place today. The nomination for this phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended last evening. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for several districts of Gujarat for the next 48 hours with forecast of extremely heavy rain at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch. The IMD has also issued a flash flood risk alert for several districts, including Ahmedabad and Vadodara. Relief and rescue operations are underway in the state. Over 200 tehsils of the state recorded light to heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. More than 23,000 people living in low-lying areas have been shifted to safer places and over 1,600 have been rescued. Meanwhile, widespread rainfall occurred in Gujarat during the last 24 hours. In Bihar, thousands of people have been displaced due to flood conditions in Bhagalpur, Munger, West Champaran, Khagaria and some other districts. The Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till the 8th of September. A total of 84 Indian athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.